Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Cheryl True over Walnut Way and one of my favorite entrepreneurs and creative people. Good morning to you, Cheryl.
Good morning, LaVon.
Cheryl, we want to talk about chalk paint. It's, some people I mention it to, Cheryl, and they go, huh? And then others get really excited. So for those people who are going, huh, we need to tell them, what is chalk paint?
Chalk paint is a water-based paint. It has a unique chalky matte finish, and it's basically for all styles from cottage to traditional, country, contemporary. The great thing about it, there's no sanding, priming necessary, which saves a lot of time.
Oh, my, yes.
Yes, and it can be used on many surfaces, furniture, cabinets, walls, glass, metal, plastic, just about any surface it adheres to. It's just awesome.
I was going to say, it almost sounds like a miracle. It just it doesn't sound like other paint. In terms of your work with it, too, is it something that's going to last for a long time? I mean, you know, once you put it on a piece of furniture or a metal frame, is it going to be there 2 years from now, 3 years from now?
Well, yes, I think so. I think it's just like any other paint. Depends on the wear or, you know, it's not scratch-free or anything.
Sure.
But, you know, if you let it cure and finish it properly, I think it'll last for quite a while.
Okay. And it's just been surprising to me, Cheryl, on the few things I've seen. You mentioned all the different looks you can get, right up to fine furniture. I saw some pieces finished that could have come out of the finest furniture store because the finish was so great on it. That's one of the exciting things, as you mentioned, there's many of those. So, Cheryl, I don't know how much you've worked into the history of that, but it's been around for a long, long time.
Yes, it has. I think it was, it kind of started in England. Annie Sloan started using it, and it's kind of trended now just in the last few years here, and it's just really, really something that is fun to use, and I really have enjoyed it.
You know, and another, my one or two small projects I've done, something that I think you didn't mention, another advantage is it dries pretty quickly and it doesn't have much odor.
Right, right. Yes, I like to start with a couple of thin coats, and it does dry fast and it doesn't seem to have an odor. You still want to have proper
sure.
ventilation, and just like you would with any other paint, but it's really easy to use and a lot of fun.
And any color you want?
Yes. Yeah, you can do any color. I have available 18 colors now that I mix.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, any paint color is you can put the additive in, and you've got chalk paint.
And if I want to match something, that's possible, too.
Yeah, we can match the paint. Yeah.
So it's basically hundreds, I guess thousands of colors are possible, but you start with some real basic ones.
Really? Yes.
Cheryl, let's kind of go through a step. Let's say that I have let's start with a piece of furniture, small footstool, and I want to redo this. What do I do first?
You just make sure it's clean. You want to make sure it's wiped down, it's free of grease, dirt, oil, and let it dry after that.
Okay, what do we use to clean it with?
You can use mineral spirits. Just put a little bit on a cloth and wipe it down. Or if it's just dust, just wipe it off.
Okay.
Just depending on what's on the piece of furniture.
What you're starting with. If it's really bad, you might have to scratch some of it off, depending on
right.
what you're starting with.
Right.
But ordinarily, just getting a clean surface.
Yes.
And I'm thinking that the mineral spirits, although if you know it doesn't have any grease or oil on it, you probably don't need that. But I think that's an easy product to purchase and an easy product to use.
Yes, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we have it clean. What's the next step?
Well, there's really not much else you have to do, but there's no need to sand or prime, even if it has a shiny varnish on it or anything. You want to make sure there is no rust. If you have a rusty piece or loose chip paint, you want to make sure you get that kind of taken care of, and then you apply the paint and then even coats, and that's all you have to do.
Okay, let's talk again a minute about what if it is a metal piece that is rusty. What do you recommend to do?
I would sand it a little bit, and if you need to do any of that or repair wood with wood filler, you can use a product called Zinsser Shellac. It's a sealer, and you know, if you have water stains or raw wood, you might want to use the shellac. You can use it in old pieces that might have a musty smell, like in dresser drawers, and just coat it with the shellac, and you know, just let it dry very well, and then you'll be on your way.
That's interesting about the odor, because I know sometimes you buy furniture, and especially if you're buying it outside, you don't notice that. And then you get it in a building, in your house, in the garage, wherever, and then you notice that it has this musty odor that is really difficult to actually remove.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the shellac really helps seal it, and so that would be the priming that you would have to do on a piece like that.
Mm-hmm. And okay, so then you said we're going to put on a couple of thin coats. Don't slather it on, right?
Right, right. Yeah, it's better just to apply a couple of thin coats. And you know, it depends on the look you want. If the brush strokes show a little bit and you don't like that, you can put on another coat till you get the look you want. Mm-hmm. And you make sure that you let the first coat dry before you put the second coat on.
And any special kinds of brushes that you like to use?
You can use just a basic good bristle brush.
What about the little foam ones?
The what?
Little foam, the foam brushes.
I don't really use the foam ones. I think you probably could.
Okay.
I just like to use the bristle brushes on my stuff.
And once you invest in one of those, I mean, you can buy cheapy ones, but if you invest in a good one, hey, you can wash them off.
Yes. Yep. You can just use soap and water, and you can use your brush over then.
Okay. That's another advantage I like about chalk paint and, of course, also latex paint. You know, when I paint, Cheryl, I often have paint on me as well as the project.
Yes.
So wash it off with soap and water.
Yes. Yeah, just soap and water will clean everything up. So that's another great thing about it.
Okay, so now we have our coats on, the one or two, and I suppose occasionally you might need to put three, but normally not. What's the next step?
If you want to distress your piece, make it look kind of like it's used or add a little character to it, you just take sandpaper and gently rub over the surface to be distressed. Pay attention to the edges and moldings until the desired look is achieved. You know, you just start out, you know, with just a few edges, and if you want to do more, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And if you sand too much off, just touch it up with paint again. So you can't really, you know,
can't go wrong
on it. No.
Okay. And that distressing reminded me, if you have a piece that it looks too new, of course you could do some distressing to it before you start all this and put a few nicks and holes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's where some of the creativity comes in, if you like that more antique look. Okay,
right.
Now we have that coat or that project done. What's next?
Okay, and make sure you wipe off, you know, if you sand, make sure it's wiped off again. All the dust is gone. And then you apply wax. I recommend using Min Wax Paste Finishing Wax. And what this does is seals the paint. And after the paint is completely dried, apply a light coat of clear wax over the entire surface. You want to make sure not to saturate the wood. The goal is to wax so it soaks into the paint but not create a thick layer.
Okay. So, again, probably start out with light, just a light coat.
Very light coat.
Always add more if you need to. But
yes.
And then, like with most waxes, it's a good idea. You need a little buffing.
Yes. After it dries, you know, make sure it dries. You use a soft cloth to gently wipe off the excess wax, and then buff it. You just really kind of put some elbow grease in and buff your piece, and you'll see it dries. It's a nice soft shine, kind of a satin. It's not real shiny or glossy, and this protects your paint then.
Okay. Well, Cheryl, I've been really excited about this. I can tell you're really excited about it. And if people wanted to see some projects that are done, they could have an opportunity to do that this coming weekend, Friday and Saturday.
Yes. Yeah, we're having our Junktoberfest, and I will have my paint available to for people to buy it if they're interested. And we will have quite a few pieces that are already done with the paint that I can show them. And if they have any questions, I'd be glad to answer.
All right. Well, it's kind of new to us in the United States, an opportunity to be creative in a lot of different ways. So we want to thank you very much, Cheryl True, for visiting with us this morning.
Oh, thanks a lot, LaVon. Mm-hmm.
And I think Cheryl learned this from a tree. If you really believe in something, don't be afraid to go out on a limb.